Disciplining our minds. Why did I do this one after the other two? Simple. Because our minds are made up of the two previous areas we talked about. Our spirits, which is where our thoughts actually originate, and our bodies, or more specifically our brain, which is the computer that we need to physically process our thoughts. And actually, there's one other area, other than what we consider our brain, that I will also talk about. So how do we keep our minds, this combination of spirit and body, disciplined? Simple. Use it. How many times do we talk about the mindless masses glued to their TVs and believing everything they see or are told? Don't think that propaganda doesn't work. It does, and very effectively. Three of the hottest propaganda topics today: climate change, evolution, and abortion. Today, the propagandists are trying to convince people that carbon dioxide, a life-giving gas to plants, which in turn give off oxygen, a life-giving gas to us, is actually a harmful gas that needs to be regulated. By who else? The propagandists. Those in power. And the next one is so bizarre and downright insane that it's almost impossible to believe, but it's true. Cow flatulence, they say, is producing global warming. Really? What about left-wing propagandist flatulence? The lunatics truly have taken over the asylum. But even worse than that, the staff, we the people, have let them. Millions of otherwise normal IQ'd people, some supposedly with higher IQs, sit in front of their televisions and believe every word of this nonsense. Our minds need to be properly used, gathering up what is said and then comparing it to both Scripture and the common sense that God has given us and the experience that we've gained over the years by living life. And disciplining the mind also comes through prayer. Just like we should pray to ask God for moral wisdom, we need to also ask Him for mental wisdom. The Bible says that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. And since the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Satan's children will also spread old lies and make up new ones. Even more successful propaganda has been the teaching of evolution and calling this nonsense science. A massive explosion creates, yeah, you guessed it, a massive mess. Explosions tear groups of molecules apart. They don't put them together. If that was the case, we could pile up a bunch of bricks, blow up the pile, and a building would come out. What garbage. To further convince the gullible of their lie, these propaganda scientists had to make it appear that this universe was almost completely devoid of everything except one small atom. They did this because if they told people that all of the material to create a vast universe already existed, then people would ask the obvious question, where did it all come from? So they try to convince people that almost nothing existed. In fact, just one tiny atom was out there floating around. Never mind where this atom came from. It's almost nothing. And sadly, the gullible will accept this as easier to believe than all of the material necessary to create this universe was in existence. What the propagandists, or you could call them sciengandists, don't tell the weak-minded is that no matter how small they try and describe the original material of the universe, meaning making it one tiny atom, all of the mass of everything we know that exists today had to be present. If you blow up a brick, the explosion does not produce enough brick material to build an entire building. If you gather up all of the broken pieces and put them together, you would still have only one brick. So putting the word primordial in front of the word atom does not make this particular atom magical. If it exploded, it would still have the mass of one atom. Evolution is taught to take God out of the equation. Removing Him removes all moral boundaries and absolutes, and it allows the sciengandists and propagandists to move in and fill the void. This allows those in power to establish their own set of morals and give them control over others. Slavery, concentration camps, and yes, abortion. In each case, the establishment of man's moral dominance over God's allowed those in power to declare each of these groups to be less than human with no rights. Millions classified as property and enslaved. 6 million Jews and 3 million others killed in concentration camps. And 60 million killed in abortions just in this country. This doesn't even consider the tens, and in fact, more like hundreds of millions killed throughout the centuries by godless kings, emperors, and dictators who declared the people who they were trying to conquer as to be less than human or having no rights at all. All had the same common thread, setting themselves or the state, with them as the head, up as gods, and forbidding, many times under the penalty of death, the teaching of the one true God. Through prayer for wisdom, the Bible, the owner's manual of life, and the experiences of life itself, along with the common sense that God has instilled in each and every one of us, we can hone our minds and keep them well disciplined. And one final thing we can do is listen to our gut. This is the other part I was talking about when I was mentioning the brain. It's been found that our gut has a direct connection to our brain. Now, there's a difference between being uneasy about something because you aren't familiar with it and having your gut tell you that something is a bad idea. In the King James, the word belly is used 48 times, and the word bowels is used 37 times. Now, in the Bible, the word belly and the word bowels have been used to describe what we consider to be the normal definition of it, your stomach, your intestines, the digestive system. But it also uses the word belly, bowels, to describe a spiritual nature that's in us. In Genesis 43:30, talks about Joseph when he saw his brother Benjamin. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother. That's when he saw Benjamin, when he was off in Egypt, and his brothers had brought Benjamin to Egypt. And we know in 1 Kings 3, verse 26, when it was talking about the two women, who one was laying claim to the other one's child, because she had rolled over and smothered her child, and she had taken this other child from the other woman who was sleeping. And both were contending before the king that each was the true mother. When Solomon said, cut the child in half and give half to one, half to another, the true mother was filled with grief. And the verse says in the King James, then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my Lord, give her, the other woman, the one who was lying, the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Isn't that something? The other woman was about to get the child, but she still didn't care. Let the child be killed. There is something spiritual in what we describe as intestines, but it's more than that. It's our internal organs. In Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 4, it says, my beloved put his hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels were moved for him. No, she didn't mess up her pants. Her intestines, her internal organs, actually reacted to him being there. There is an emotional, spiritual connection. Our spirits, our intestines are connected. This is like, in a sense, a second brain. It is not one where we can think clear, precise thoughts, like the brain in our head. That one allows us to do all kinds of incredible things. This one is definitely more instinctive. Our intestines are, but they are connected to our spirits, to our minds. That is why the Bible has many verses talking about our bellies, our bowels. It doesn't just mean the physical functions of digestion and passing things through our body. There is a real instinct that God has given us to use when we have doubts, we wonder, when we have emotional concerns. You wonder how many times cancers of our intestines are caused by our spiritual worry. How many times have you had an upset stomach? Your intestines, your stomach, your entire organs hurt when you worry, when you are upset. There is a true, real connection between our spirits and our internal organs. Use this. Listen to your gut. These feelings, these thoughts are very, very real. So there you have the third discipline, the discipline of the mind. And we are going to continue. We have several more parts, several more areas of discipline that we need to cover in preparing ourselves for our purpose.